2.5 months removed from winning Super Bowl 47, the Ravens now stand just a couple of hours away from going on the clock in the NFL Draft. Good evening and welcome to the Under Armour studio at Ravens Camp and Owings Mills. Jerry Sandusky, along with Brett Hollander, Kadri Ismail, Stan White, and Ravens president Dick Cass, as we get you set for the 2013 NFL Draft. Guys, we all put months, weeks, work, along with so many people in this league, into getting an evaluation on the talent that's available, matching it to the Ravens' needs, and finally the countdown is here. And, Dick, I'm going to start with you. This, as Steve Bisciotti said just an hour or so ago to me in the hallway, this is Christmas in springtime because you know you're getting presents. You just don't know who they are until you open up the package.
It's a great time of year for all of us here at the Ravens. I mean, our guys have been working so hard, some, of course, for a year, getting ready for tonight. So we're ready, and it is very exciting.
And the stakes moving forward are so big. You know, we talk about the draft as if it's a one-day event. It's not. You think of your first-round pick in 2011, Jimmy Smith. He makes the final defensive play that seals the Super Bowl win. In 2008, you take Joe Flacco first, Ray Rice second. Need I say more? You trade up a few years ago, and you get Michael Orr. The draft is the way you have built, and I imagine that's the future as well.
Well, I think in the NFL today, you have to be able to draft effectively and get your young players on the field in order to be competitive. Given the salary cap, if you don't draft successfully, it's very hard to be a winning team.
Stan White and Kadri Ismail both played in this league, and you both came in by way of the draft. Stan, you were not a marquee
draft. Did they
draft
have a draft pick in those days?
They did, and the players arrived
Nobody
on a horse and wagon.
I didn't even know about it. No.
The draft was much, much longer than the seven rounds it currently stands.
It was 17 rounds.
Ooh. And luckily for you, it was.
Yeah, I was picked 438th out of 442.
So. But who's counting, right?
Yeah.
But how long did
you play?
The guy that
was picked number one that year was Walt Pitowski. And I played a lot longer and better than he did.
There
so
it is.
I want his money. Give it to me.
And Q, you came in much higher than Stan did.
Yeah, 52nd pick, second pick for the Minnesota Vikings. It was actually interesting because of the Herschel Walker trade. They didn't have any first or second round picks for a few years. And I remember Robert Smith out of Ohio State, the running back out of Ohio State, and myself were their first two draft picks. So when we got into Minnesota, you know, the media circus that surrounded that draft day was pretty intense because of the fact that, hey, look, we got a first round pick and we got a second round pick. Oh my God. So it was really cool to kind of, as a young player, sit there and, you know, feel questions. I think the first thing I made as a statement was like, all right, here's how you pronounce my name. We got that out the way. We made it clear. There's no U with Q. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You and I have long had issues with our names, and yes, we're always quick to let people know exactly who we are.
And who we're not.
Exactly. Yeah. And Brett, like me, you were not drafted in the NFL, but you have followed it most of your life. Do you remember your first NFL draft that you really paid attention to?
Oh, good question. Good question. Well, I remember the 1996 draft very well, of course, the first draft ever for the Ravens, and that kind of set the tone moving forward for the next 17 or 18 years, and nothing really has changed, and it's about the consistency of the organization, and it's very specifically the reason why they've been to the postseason 9 times since 2000, 2 championships, what, 3 AFC title games, and of course 5 trips to the postseason in 5 years. It's very specifically the reason, year in and year out, the Ravens are at the top of the food chain.
Brett brings up 96. Dick, that speaks so much to the decisions you have to make over the next 3 days. Not just who you do take, but who you pass on. In 96, Ravens could have taken Lawrence Phillips. You took Jonathan Ogden, and the rest is history.
I think one of the things that has made the Ravens successful in the draft is the continuity and stability of the personnel department. I mean, Ozzie's been here, obviously, since the beginning. Eric has been here for years. Joe Ortiz, George Kokinas, Vincent Newsome. And we've got a bunch of guys who have been with us more than 10 years. Joe Douglas. I mean, you go down the roster, the room, this is my 10th draft with the Ravens. And when I go into the draft room over the last several weeks, many of the people who were there 10 years ago are still there. And that means a lot. The other thing that's really important about the draft is what happens on Saturday when the draft is over, because it's very important who we can sign up as undrafted free agents. Mm. And people like Stan, who wouldn't have been drafted this year because he was drafted so late, our guys would have been on the phones to him when the draft was over, recruiting him to come here. We've been incredibly successful in getting undrafted free agents to come here and to perform at a very high level for us.
And what's the bonus you give to those guys, like $1,000?
Well, it depends.
That's what I got in 1972. So I feel good about that, you know.
Ozzie will tell them, okay, for this guy you got $500, for this guy you got $1,000, this guy you got $2,000. Sometimes a little bit more, but it's very, very little.
when you look at even the war room itself, every war room takes on its own personality. Can you give us an insight into your war room? I've heard many stories throughout the years of different war rooms where guys are fighting for their players, jumping up on the table and really saying, we want this guy, or defensive coordinator saying, no, I need this guy. I mean, is it that chaotic up there?
On the day of the draft, it's very quiet.
And, no arguments.
There's no arguments going on. We know it's all business. The work has been done. Those kind of arguments do occur in the weeks leading up to the draft, where some of the scouts like a particular player, some of the coaches like a particular player, and those discussions are lively and heated sometimes, and very good discussions. But in the end, Ozzie's going to make the decision.
Yeah, the Ravens are a little bit different. That they don't belong to a national draft firm that brings in Yelati in from the Blestos and that.
Right.
And first of all, why don't they belong to that? They just feel. And since you guys have so much success, why does anybody belong to that anymore?
I don't know why others do belong. We don't belong, I think, because we have enough scouts on our own and go out and do the work on our own.